There are a plethora, a bounty of mayoral races in upstate New York this fall, and one of them will take place in Buffalo, where incumbent Byron Brown has announced, or has he announced, that he's going to be running for a fourth term? I'm not sure. Joining us to put the race in perspective is Jim Heaney, founder, editor, and executive director of Investigative Post. So before we get into Byron Brown, have you been basking in the glory of your series on economic development? Because I think a lot of people would like to see you bask.
No, nobody wants to see me bask.
I'd love to see you bask. Bask in that glory, baby.
I'm it was well received. We're a small shop, so you get done with a big project and then you start playing catch up on all the stuff that you weren't that you weren't working on when you were working on the big project. So I guess I didn't have time to bask, Susan.
Oh, that's too bad. Everyone needs a little time to bask. Well, anyway, it was a great series. And again, it's online at investigativepost.org. So has Byron Brown officially announced that he's running?
Yeah, he has, as has his opponent, Mark Schroeder. So
all right.
We have officially, it's a race.
It's a race. So let's start at the beginning. First of all, he's been mayor for three terms, Byron Brown. Is that an asset for him? I mean, what's the secret to his success at this point?
Well, I think the fact that if he gets reelected, he'll tie Jimmy Griffin for the most terms in office, 4 years. Jimmy Griffin served 16 years. A lot of people will say 16 long years, but he's poised to kind of tie the record. There's a weak Democratic bench in the city. There's 20, 30 years ago, there were a lot of dynamic people on the Common Council, and a lot was percolating. And, the Common Council now is a shell of what it was in terms of its talent level. And so there's not a whole lot of talent. He's had pretty weak primary opponents. Buffalo is like three-quarters Democratic. So if you win the primary, you win the general.
Sure.
And voter turnout I did a piece a couple of years ago. Voter turnout has become increasingly anemic. I remember he won in a landslide against Mickey Kearns two primaries ago.
The assemblyman, who's now running for something else, I think.
For clerk, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he won in a landslide. In the following primary, he won in a landslide again against a different opponent. He received fewer votes the last time than his opponent, who lost to him in a landslide, had received the election before.
Ooh.
So the voter turnout has gotten pretty anemic. Brown's, I think, electoral support, I would describe, is a mile wide and an inch deep. So you've got a weak bench. He's African American. The largest voting bloc in the city for Democratic politics, in particular, is African American. He's managed his approach to governing. Has managed to, if not endear him to the white power establishment here, he's acceptable to the white power establishment here because he really doesn't really challenge much of the status quo. And I think last and not least, he's kind of been in the right place at the right time. Buffalo has experienced somewhat of a rebound, and very little of it has to do with him. But, when you're the mayor of the city of Buffalo and the governor brings in the Buffalo Billion, and when you're the mayor of the Buffalo and Congressman Higgins brings in money to revitalize the waterfront, you wind up enjoying the windfall.
Oh, absolutely.
Of those benefits. So I think he's, right place, right time, kind of a non-offensive politician with the right base.
So it sounds like you think that he's just been sort of lucky rather than, having some accomplishments of his own.
Well, you know the baseball saying, it's better to be lucky than good. I can't point to a lot of real accomplishments that you can say, yeah, Byron Brown did that. From my estimation, where his predecessors, Jimmy Griffin, love him or hate him, he's been gone from office, 20 years plus. All over town, you can point at stuff that Jimmy Griffin was responsible for getting done, be it the downtown baseball stadium or the theater district or whatever.
Which is why, by the way, politicians love to build things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That, as a matter of fact, that's the whole MO for economic development. Yeah. It's not, does it create jobs? It does it make me look good? But we've talked about that in the past, and I'm sure we will in the future, Susan.
I hope so. I can only hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Brown, to me, I think the signature of his administration is he has rather skillfully avoided tackling the tough issues. Education in the state, in the quality of education being offered to predominantly minority students in the city of Buffalo remains a real problem, and he has kept education at arm's length. Poverty has increased under his watch. He's done nothing of substance to address that. We're starting to do coverage that points out the need for police reform.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Again, another issue that disproportionately affects his base, and he's done nothing with that. There are some aspects, he's done. I think you can give him credit. Municipal finances are in better shape than they were. So I guess, I guess you'd have to give him credit for that. I mean, there was a control board that had a lot to do with it, but the city finances have improved under his watch. On the other hand, the city is a ward of the state, both educationally and municipally. But generally speaking, the really tough issues have not been tackled under his tenure.
So he has this opponent, and like you said, this guy is a Democrat, and if you win the Democratic primary, you become the mayor. So Mark Schroeder is a city controller. Tell us about this guy.
I've been dealing with Schroeder, on and off, probably since his days as a county legislator. He comes out of the Brian Higgins camp. Brian, of course, is the congressman that represents a good chunk of Buffalo in the suburbs, who's really the political power in town. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anybody who comes close. And Schroeder is one of his disciples, so to speak. Disciple may be a little bit too strong of a word, but he came out of that camp. And, he was county legislator. Then he was assemblyman, holding the same seat that Higgins used to hold. And he's been comptroller. He's in his second term as comptroller. And I find Schroeder to be a pretty solid guy. I mean, he's competent. He tends to hire good people. He's not like a dynamic personality. He's not charismatic. But he's, I think he's been a competent comptroller, who's not afraid to challenge Brown on issues from time to time.
So what kind of things has he challenged Brown on?
The one that I'm most aware of is the Buffalo has had a long history that goes back several mayors about not doing a good job of handling federal block grant funds.
Okay.
And the sloppy bookkeeping and the improper use of funds continued under Brown. When Schroeder got in office, Schroeder got tougher on the issue than his predecessors had as comptroller. So he hasn't been, and there's, I just know from my reporting, there for years, you could say there's been no love lost between Brown and his people and Schroeder and
there
people.
Is this built-in tension between an executive and the auditor, who is the controller.
Yeah, as there ought to be. Yeah. It's in a lot of governments, that's the watchdog, and so you would want to have some tension, because if there's not tension, probably means the comptroller's not doing his job.
Right. So let's talk about the underlying dynamics here. What is the conventional wisdom?
Oh, it's that Brown is a prohibitive favorite. I would not disagree with that. I wouldn't necessarily write Schroeder off altogether. I think that Schroeder has the potential to be the most viable of the primary opponents that Brown has faced over the years. Although that's not necessarily saying a whole lot. But Brown has. Brown has had a very, very difficult relationship with the Erie County Democratic Party. They have mended fences. He and Jeremy Zellner, the Erie County Democratic Party chairman, have mended fences. I would characterize it more as a détente than anything else.
Okay.
Because there hasn't been a whole lot of love lost between the mayor and the party for quite some time.
Why is that?
I don't think that. Well, because Brown has often made noises about challenging the party leadership, and then never really followed through. Like the day of the big committeeman meeting in which there's going to be the showdown, Brown doesn't, makes noises in the weeks leading up, and then doesn't even show up the day of the meeting. And there's historically there's been very little love lost between the mayor and his camp and party headquarters.
What about
No, go ahead.
Well, Betty Jean Grant is someone whose name crops up frequently, and I was wondering, she's a county legislator. Is she going to run in this race or no? And if she does, what does that mean for Brown?
Well, her name has been floated. Betty Jean is African American. She's got a considerable base in the inner city. They kind of share the same base. Betty Jean has run for state senate a couple times. One time, almost unseating Tim Kennedy. Second time around, losing rather handily. But I keep using the term "no love lost." There's no love lost between Betty Jean Grant and Byron Brown.
Okay.
So Betty Jean, if Betty Jean were to run, and Betty Jean has made it clear that if she's not running, she's supporting Schroeder. I don't know if that necessarily translates into a lot of African-American votes for Schroeder, but if Betty Jean does run, that could erode some of Brown's base. The other real wild card is Brian Higgins himself. Now, on one hand, Schroeder comes out of the Higgins camp, and they share the same political base in South Buffalo, which is predominantly white Irish Catholic. And you would think that Higgins would align with Schroeder. From what I've been told, that's not going to happen. And I think it's not going to happen for a couple reasons. The Erie County Democratic Party, which has tended to find itself at war with each other for years, has reached, relative peace and quiet. And I don't think anybody's looking for a fractious fight. I think beyond that, Brian takes the leadership in this town on issues that he wants to take the leadership role on. In a way, you could almost say that he's the de facto mayor when he wants to be.
Okay.
He's wanted to develop the Inner Harbor and did use the bully pulpit of being a congressman to wrestle a lot of money out of the New York Power Authority that's been made available to develop the Inner Harbor. He's been pushing hard on development of the Outer Harbor, primarily as parkland and green space. And the thing of it is that, Byron Brown does not get in Brian Higgins' way. And there are people in town, at least in the past, who would get in Brian's way. Byron's never been one of them. So
Higgins doesn't want to sort of rock the boat in case.
Well, and the other thing is, Byron Brown hires a lot of people, or his administration hires a lot of people from South Buffalo. City Hall is a reliable source of patronage for people in Higgins' political base.
And
so I think there's a marriage of convenience there that I think helps as well.
We are out of time, but this gives us a great foundation. We're going to be watching this race, and hopefully Jim will return to tell us more. Jim Heaney, founder, editor, and executive director of Investigative Post, which you can read online, investigativepost.org. Jim Heaney, I miss you.
Well, call me more.
Bye.
Bye.
Support for the Capitol Press Room with Susan Arbetter comes from nyup.com, the website for and about upstate, the beauty, adventure, sports, characters, and conversation that make upstate New York unique. Created by upstaters for upstate. More at nyup.com.